Community Development Block Grants, or CDBG. It's a classic government acronym for something that sounds bureaucratic and meaningless. But actually, these grants, given by the federal government to municipalities all over the country, are a vital resource in many communities. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports that the system was just given a reprieve.
When the massive omnibus spending bill was passed by Congress and signed by President Trump last month, Community Development Block Grants actually received an 8% funding increase through September 2020. That was a big reversal of fortune. The spending bill proposed by President Trump earlier this year would have zeroed out CDBG for fiscal year 2019. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says Congress ignored the president's proposal, and in the process, CDBG cuts were pulled off the table.
If Trump was successful in eliminating the CDBG program, you would have dozens of nonprofits all around the state who would shut down or who would have to severely curtail services.
Colleen Letizia is someone who needs help putting food on the table. She turns to a nonprofit in Waterbury called the Greater Waterbury Interfaith Ministries, or GWIM. Letizia says she followed the news about potential CDBG cuts because she worried about funding for GWIM.
You know, if this funding wasn't here, I mean, I would have went hungry. There's certain things maybe they could cut back on, but not a soup kitchen where people are in need of food.
GWIM received $51,000 last year from Waterbury's CDBG allotment. Director Barbara Ann Dublin says that money makes up about a fifth of her operating costs per year.
We get an immense amount of money from CDBG, and CDBG is our lifeline to the folks and families in need. Without CDBG, I don't know what we would do.
The money's used to fund GWIM's soup kitchen and food pantry on East Main Street. Dublin takes me into the kitchen where it's peak cook time for lunch and opens up one of GWIM's massive refrigerators.
We purchase peanut butter, we purchase butter, we purchase Parmesan cheese. We try to make the meal as wonderful and nutritious as we possibly can.
As we walk out of the kitchen, Dublin wants to show me something outside, another storage container for food bought with CDBG money.
This is our White House. It's Consumer Choice Food Pantry.
There's racks upon racks of shelving that holds boxes of cereal, bags of rice, and canned vegetables, among other things. Tim Epperson is GWIM's food pantry coordinator.
When we can't offer them soup kitchen meals, they're still hungry, breakfast and dinner. We actually have a kids' corner section, too, that once April vacation starts in a week, we will have it fully stocked with children's cereal, which is also another thing that we're using CDBG money for, to buy granola bar or fruit snacks, anything that like a kid would love.
How it works is that when the White House is fully stocked at the end of the month, needy families are invited to pick through the pantry. There's a number taped to each shelf. That corresponds to how much of that item one person can have. Colleen Letizia says that knowing she has help with food means she can afford other things.
I mean, I have enough money to pay for my apartment, but...
This helps you pay for your apartment?
Oh, definitely, because of the fact that it's one less thing I have to worry about.
Letizia is one of about 600 people that benefit from the Waterbury nonprofit soup kitchen and food pantry. Dublin says that she sees 65 new customers a month. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.